Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you smell what the rock is cooking. Whether or not you watched the WWE in the early 2010s, you may have heard this quote. Before Dwayne Johnson became an actor in the popular Fast and the Furious franchise and is going on to be in the second Jumanji movie, he was a wrestler for the WWE. His call name was The Rock. Like the other wrestlers, The Rock had a particular signature move that he would do to his opponent once during a match if he was succeeding in defeating that opponent. The Rock's move was called the People's Elbow. But probably more known is his pose and his taunt. In posing for pictures, he would often raise one of his eyebrows in a particular way, and a lot of people might recognize that. Some of you may even recognize that picture from one of his poses. Another thing that people remember about The Rock is his taunt. Of course, you know the one about the smell that I just spoke. But another one that he would often say is, The Rock says. He would say, The Rock says, and then proceed to taunt his opponent. If any of you watched wrestling in those years, you may have picked up on something that a classmate of Sin's son picked up on. The WWE uses a lot of Christian art, but not in the way that it was intended. They have crosses. One of the wrestlers called himself the King of Kings, so on and so forth. You may have recognized some of those symbols that if you watch wrestling at all during those years. In one of my classes, my classmate brought up how his son realized that this wrestler was calling himself the King of Kings. And so his son asked, "Isn't God the King of Kings?" In our Old Testament text, God replies to this son's question with a resounding yes. As we'll hear, there is only one God, and it is He, God, who is the true King of Kings and the true Rock. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and His Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, "I am the first and the last. Besides me, there is no God." The true King of Kings and the true Rock declared to the Israelites that He is eternal, that He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last. Nothing else is eternal. Going back to the WWE for a moment, consider how long any of those wrestlers have kept their belt if you have been watching that program. Do they keep it for all time? I don't know how long they keep it. I don't know what the longest record of holding a belt is, but I'm pretty sure that none of them have held on to a belt forever. In the 2010s, one of the big names was The Rock. Today, he's more of an actor than a wrestler. Kids these days might be watching John Cena or some other wrestler. Again, I confess that I haven't been keeping track. I don't know how long or even if John Cena still has a belt. The commentary notes make an interesting point about this verse where God declares that He is the first and the last. This commentary note says that God says about Himself that as the first, He has no creator, and as the last, He alone remains standing. Once again, looking at wrestling, there is a particular type of match called the slobber knocker. In the slobber knocker match, there are a series of wrestlers that come to the ring, and it is up to one of them to remain standing. It begins with two wrestlers in the ring, and they wrestle for a while, and then after a set amount of time, another one comes down, and he joins in the melee. And after a set amount of time, another one comes down and joins in. And it goes all the way through this for about 30 wrestlers, and it depends on who is the last man standing for who will win that match. What God is saying with the first and last phrase is that if there were a competition for other gods and Himself, He would be the last God standing. And He says this not because there are other gods, but because if there were other gods, He would be the last one standing. You might remember the event of Elijah with the prophets of Baal, the false god, who again does not exist. Elijah declared to the prophets of Baal, "You guys speak to your God and see if he answers. And then I will speak to the God of the Israelites and see if he answers. And whichever one of them answers, he is the true God." Well, the prophets of Baal tried all morning and all afternoon. No response. Elijah prayed to God, and immediately God sent fire from heaven. He was the last God standing. Just as in the Old Testament, the unbelievers today have their own ideas and conceptions of what God should be or how many gods there are. And some of them don't even believe that there is such a thing as a God. These people put all their effort into what they can accomplish here and now to make a name for themselves. To be the best wrestler. To be the best boss. To be the best person in a company, or to continue to get better and better. They have a good car, and then they want an even better car, and then they want an even better car. For many of these people, they don't believe that there's an afterlife. Well, if there's no afterlife, then they need to live it up here and now, right? They need to have the best car, they need to have the best position, and they will do anything that they want to get in that position, because again, there's no consequences in their line of thinking. In their line of thinking, there is no eternity, there's no judgment, so why not? Be careful, friends in Christ, that you do not envy them or go after their ways. God, the true King of Kings and the true Rock, says that their ways will be put to the test. The true Rock says, "Who is like me? Let him proclaim it. Let him declare and set it before me, since I appointed an ancient people. Let them declare what is to come and what will happen." God, the King of Kings and the true Rock, speaks to those who claim to have other gods and tells them to bear witness about their so-called gods. God has shown his ways in historical documented accounts. What are those other gods? What of those who say that there is no God? Every ideology, every false religion other than Christianity, not saying that Christianity is a false religion, I'm just saying that the other ones are, is a false doctrine and a fake faith system, whether they acknowledge it or not. Over the last few weeks, I was mentioning a little bit last Sunday that we were on our honeymoon and we went out to Colorado and Utah. Colorado and Utah are well known for having dinosaur fossils. Being a dinosaur fan, I saw fossils when I was a young boy, and I enjoyed seeing them again over the last couple weeks. I've seen dinosaur fossils. I've touched dinosaur fossils. Land dinosaurs, marine dinosaurs, all kinds of dinosaurs. But I have never seen one of those humanoid things that evolution says came before human beings. Not when I was younger, not this time. Where is their proof? God demands to know, where is their proof? God, who is the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, called the people of Isaiah's time to testify, to show their might, and has been proven to be the last God standing. Today, through his word, God continues to proclaim that he is the first and the last, that he exists. And history bears witness to his actions. It is historically documented that Jesus Christ was a living human being, as well as other scriptural accounts. Yet still, many do not believe God's word, and they will be called to account for what they believe, either when they die or when Jesus Christ returns to judge the living and the dead. When they meet Jesus, he will ask them directly, "Why did you not believe my word?" And Jesus will be judging the living and the dead, the unbeliever and the believer. Are you ready? In Christ Jesus' death and resurrection, you have been made ready. Every sin you have committed, every good that you have omitted, has been paid for by Jesus' blood. And he has given you his Spirit to trust and believe that what he has spoken and what he has done are true. Through his word, you have been brought to repentance. You confess your sins at the beginning of this service, and because Jesus paid for those sins on the cross of Calvary, your conscience is clear. The punishment has been paid for. Satan has no accusation because his accusation requires there to be a punishment. The punishment has been paid. you are free. You are free in Jesus Christ. So yes, you are ready for His return. Even if it should be this afternoon, tomorrow, later this week, or if you should die before He returns, you are ready. In our last verse, the Chorus says, "Fear not, nor be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it? And you are my witnesses. Is there a God besides me? There is no rock. I know not any." Here God Himself reminds you of what was just preached to you, that you have heard His word of old. You have no reason to fear or to be afraid. God tells us that there is no rock, not any, besides Him. We have a mighty fortress, a strong abode in which we live and move and have our being. More than that, God has called us, you and me, to be His witnesses. We have the privilege of being God's spokespeople to the world. In sharing His word, you are not alone because God is with you. Again, if you were still sinners, if the sin was still separating you from God, you would have a problem. But Jesus has made you right with God. Jesus has paid the price for your sins and you are now right with God, which means God is on your side. As you go out and witness, as you live your life as a Christian, God is with you. You have no reason to fear. You are like a boy whose idol is John Cena, and he is chosen to announce John Cena's entrance. You're not only the biggest fan, but now you get to introduce this great wrestler that you enjoy. Only instead of John Cena, you are invited to proclaim God's word, your Savior's word. There is no greater privilege and responsibility that we have. And you and I already know the contenders will not even make it to the match. Satan has already been defeated at the cross of Calvary. He wouldn't even make it to the ring. It may not appear like it all the time, but you and I shall be proven right. Those who speak and trust in God's word will never be put to eternal shame. Is there a God besides ours who is eternal and so merciful as our God and His Redeemer, Jesus Christ? Through His Spirit, we believe that there is no other rock. We know not any. In Jesus' name, amen.